taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's. I got it. Your boy Mike Virginia here, joined by my good friend, Mr. Britton Allen. Two T's, two L's. Britton, how are we doing on this fine
I'm
Friday?
I'm doing great. There isn't, this is going to sound strange, Mike V. There isn't any place I'd rather be than hanging out with you on a Friday night. Talking some baseball. Is that weird?
No, man. I love it because I was literally just thinking the same thing. So I'm glad we're on the same page. We're not even a minute into the show yet. We're already clicking, baby. We're back.
It's like we never left. I'm so excited.
That's right.
Man, it's like pitchers and catchers like reporting, you know, like a month or, you know, it's not that long. And I, like we were talking before we started streaming, I'm in NFBC drafts. I'm drafting in this last one. It's an NFBC 50 draft and hold. I got the first overall pick. I took Bobby Witt Jr., who I've never, for whatever reason, I had zero shares of last year, 0.0. And I took a Shohei Ohtani in another draft, so I wanted to get a Bobby Witt share. So I'm excited about that, and yeah, man, I'm in it. What about you? Have you started drafting yet? Or are you still waiting? You're doing that Mike V thing where you're just waiting in the weeds like a tiger cat, like a Bengal tiger, and then you pounce when no one's looking.
Oh, that's the latter of that, my friend. I'm still letting it marinate here a little bit. Although I will say your talk of all these NFBC leagues and these drafting holds are making me kind of getting a little bit of itchy here. And I kind of want to jump in just to get my feet wet and dabble a little bit. I'll be honest. Work has just been super crazy. Fantasy football just got finished wrapping up. So I'm taking some time to cool the engines off a little bit. Britton, I know it's been, you know, we had to talk with the some of the guys a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to touch on fantasy football really quick. I know this is a fantasy baseball show. I actually did rather well out of my six leagues, so I do feel good coming into 2025 for fantasy baseball. Hoping that I can replicate some of the.
Yeah, you
can. I did. I got it rolling a little bit. I won money, and I didn't win any of my leagues, but I won, like I got like 2 seconds and a third.
Money,
so
baby.
I rolled in. Yeah, I was in the money three out of the five leagues, so I was happy about that. Overall successful season, so I'm hoping I can carry that over to 2025. You know, last year I was my first time playing in TGFBI, and I'm hoping that I can redeem myself, if you will, because I didn't know within a month into the season that we had Fab. So I thought it was a draft and hold league. So
most NFBC,
so I was a little bit behind.
That's only natural. Most NFBC leagues are draft and hold. So that's not like uncommon or anything. But did you get your TGFBI? I think that's how you pronounce. Did you get your TGFBI invitation in the email or whatever? I think they went out.
Oh,
this
I
week.
Did. Yep, Mr. Justin Mason, and I already signed up, so I think I'm just waiting for to be placed into a league, which is great. So last year I bought my first TGFBI t-shirt, so I'm going to buy this year's t-shirt as well. So show a little love. But Britton, today's show, all about the sleepers today. No Michael Govier today, unfortunately. Did have plans on joining us today, but, you know, life happens. We all got jobs. We're all busy. We got things going on in life. You know, it's life. Yeah,
shout out Michael Govier. We'll catch him next time. Oh, also, a shotgun shout out to Michael Govier. Tomorrow, he's appearing on PitchCon, which is a charity podcasting event by Nick Pollock, who runs Pitcherless, also friend of the show. He was a guest on last year. Nick Pollock was very nice. So go to the pitcherless.com website and see the schedule, because our very own Michael Govier has his own thing, big time. So please go support him, and also go support all, if you have some extra cash, please consider donating to the charity over there. It's 100% goes to ALS research. So it's a great cause, and you can help out Michael Govier making comments. I think it's live. Yeah, it's all live stream, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go check it out. It's Michael Govier tomorrow on PitchCon.
There you go. Yeah. And thanks for calling that out, too. So make sure you guys check that out. We already got some people popping up in the live chat here. Our boy B. Henny says, fresh off work, and I see my boys on live. What's up? Good?
It's so B. good Henny. To see you, or I guess read you. Technically, I don't see you. If you post something, I'm reading it, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. We got Uncle Ted in the chat as well. There says, he is. What's up, Uncle Ted? Jamie. Yeah, it says, I got mine. I haven't mined up yet. If I'm playing yet this season, change my mind. I think he's talking about TGFBI. Real quick, just want to go over some quick housekeeping stuff before we dive into our sleepers here, Britton. We finally cracked 900 subscribers on YouTube, folks. So thank you very, very much. If I can find it in time, I'll play the round of applause button. But
thank you to everyone.
I really appreciate you guys. Yes.
It's so wonderful to build and talk with a bunch of like-minded, you know, fantasy baseball folks. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it without you guys. So I really much appreciate it. Our quest to 1,000 is almost there. I think we're at 902 the last time I checked, Britton. So we are officially now counting it down. We're 98 subscribers away from hitting 100. So or 1,000.
My two daughters, they're getting to that age. They're 12 and 8. So they're getting to that age where they're getting devices, you know, accounts.
There you go.
So I can increase our subscribers by a couple more here in a year or two. So, every little bit helps. So if it's all free, baby. So if you hit that subscribe button, I appreciate you.
Absolutely. My son's 3 and pretty soon he'll have a phone. So maybe I can crack his little, his kids, Amazon Kindle or whatever. And just, go into the YouTube.
You better give his dad a 5-star review or no dinner.
That's right. Absolutely. One other announcement I wanted to make real quick before we dive in. If you guys haven't done so already, head over to my Twitter page on the top pinned post. If you like and subscribe to the Palazzo Podcast YouTube channel, and you also retweet and like the tweet there, you're automatically entered to win a free MLB jersey of your choosing from yours truly, Mike Virginia. So all you have to do is, again, retweet, like, and then also subscribe to the Palazzo YouTube. Palazzo Podcast YouTube channel on Bozo Fest, which is the show that we do on opening day eve. I will spin the wheel and somebody's going to win. All right. And you get to pick any jersey: Shohei Ohtani, Matt Olson, Bryce Harper, Ryan Mountcastle, whoever you like. If you want to do a Michael Talia jersey, you could do that as well.
We're doing that. Is that what we're doing? All right, let's do it. But let me ask you this, in all seriousness, though, I'm probably not allowed to enter or anything like that. But if I were,
you're out.
My wife, for instance, with or without right? your knowledge or her knowledge, Let's say I wanted like an Ichiro jersey. Is that in play? Could I do that too?
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't have to be absolutely a current player, 100%, just whoever.
Nope. It can be whoever you want. Yep. Head over to the respective team stores. And we're not talking something we're buying on Amazon. You head to your favorite team's team store. You pick out the jersey you want. You let me know which one you want, and I will ship it directly to your house.
Do you own any jerseys, Mike V? How many jerseys do you have in the Mike V closet? Can you tell?
Well, let me tell you something. I own more football jerseys than I do baseball jerseys. I have a Nick Markakis jersey when he played for the O's, and that's it.
No kidding. So,
I do not have a lot. I have the jersey t-shirts.
The jerseys.
So yeah. You know, they have like with the logo on the front, and then it's just a t-shirt with the name and the number on the
back. I have one jersey, and I won it, one baseball jersey, and it's a real, you know, jersey. It's autographed.
Yeah.
It's a White Sox John Danks jersey. Now, not being a White Sox fan a John Danks fan, you might ask yourself, why do you have that? It's a very, very, very long story. I won't bore you with it, but I won it fair and square. So every opening day, I wear it once a year for the past 10 years, and I put on my John Danks autographed White Sox jersey. And I wear it with
holy cow, John Danks,
every opening day. It's a tradition, like it's like the Masters, a tradition like no other, Mike V.
There you go. Ooh, don't get me started on the Masters. I'm looking forward to that too. I'm getting a little itch on the golf course there too, Britton. Avid golfer over
Mike V. This is coming up to be the best time of year. You've got March Madness basketball tournament. You've got the Masters.
You're damn right.
You've got baseball. So I guess we need to go ahead and start talking about this stuff because it's right around the corner, baby. Springtime, you know, get your draft ready. I've already started drafting, and I've got some players that I target every single draft. And I know some of the people I'm drafting with, I know who they are. I know there are some very good fantasy players, and I look who they pick, and I steal it. I snatch that lollipop like from a baby, and then I take off the wrapper and I give it a lick. That corn syrup fructose. I'm like, give me that fructose. So I got some of those players, but I want to hear your players. Let's start. Do you have a sleeper, Mike V special to kick it off?
I do, and I don't want anybody to leap across the table.
Is this
here
a batter
me.
Or a pitcher?
He's going. This is a hitter, and he is going at pick 221. So I think you can get some value here. Okay, and the first guy I want to bring up and what I want to talk about is: do I think he'll replicate 2023 season's numbers? No. Do I think he'll replicate 2024 season's numbers? No, because it was bad. It was a tale of two cities here, Britton.
Charles Dickens, so shout out. Love it.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Dick's Donuts, Charles Dickens. What are we stirring in this pot, Mike V? We're getting off to a bang this year, baby. I love it.
Right. The pick that I'm going with here, Britton, and I think is value here. So first, let me back up a minute. When we talk about sleepers, how do you define a sleeper? Just for the crowd here, who's watching us, what's your definition of a
somebody
true
who's not being drafted where they should? Somebody who I value more than their ADP. Like you know, first round, second round, third round, fourth round. Like those are all great players. Like you could draft Freddie Freeman in the second round and draft him six overall and nobody would bat an eye. Not really, you know, it's
right.
But everybody knows about that. I'm talking about players that you get like past 200 ADP that you're like, if things click right and they're in the right situation, this hitter or pitcher can really pop off to like round five or better. There's a world where this is not likely, because nothing is likely, but you know, this can happen. So that's what I think of when I think of a sleeper, somebody that's being drafted later that I think can bunch up there. Like last year, Brent Rooker was being drafted past round 10 and he hit for a 300 average, 30 plus home runs and like 20, you know, he had like second, first round production that you got later. Now, that's hard to get, and we're not going to hit on most of these. You know, hopefully we'll get one or two. But I've got a couple guys that I've drafted. The leagues last year where I drafted Brent Rooker and Marcelo Ozuna, I won, you know. So that's the kind of player that I'm trying to find this year, and I hope I get one or two. And I hope I steal one of yours. Okay.
You probably will. I had a bunch here. So not to leave everybody on a cliff here. So this is a guy that I was heavy going into the 2024 season. I am still in on him going into the 2025 season because of where his draft stock is. So I think his value is going to fall somewhere in the middle between 2023 and 2024 season. And if that happens, that's going to be a steal here at this pick. It is Mr. Nolan Jones.
I was going to say Doyle. Do I hear a Doyle? No, Jones.
Nope.
Love it.
Nope. Love Nolan it. Jones, okay? And everybody will be forgetting about him simply because of the season that he had last year. So am I saying that he had a good season last year? No, but he also had a really, really bad back injury that just he could not get over. So if he is healthy going into the season, he's corrected some of those back issues. Playing in cores, Britton, we talk about it all the time. He's a guy that, again, came on strong and probably played a little bit over his head in the 2023 season. I do think that there's some value to be had here with Nolan Jones playing in that lineup that should be better this year. Another year seasoned of Ezekiel Tovar, obviously my boy Brenton Doyle. They also picked up Tyro Estrada as well.
I hear what you're. Are we a Colorado Rockies podcast? I'm thinking we might be.
We might be. So my first guy here is Nolan Jones. So I think at 220, I think I wrote his ADP down. Yeah, 221. I think that's a steal to have at that price. And you hope that he falls somewhere in the middle of 2024 and 2023. He'll definitely outplay
that. I love that pick. I'm going with someone probably near and dear to your heart. Tyler O'Neill, ADP 180. 180? Tyler O'Neill hit 31 home runs last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a free, he's a free agent.
Love that.
When free agency started, several teams immediately signed players, and the Baltimore Orioles were one of them. Right. And, I mean, like literally the clock ticked and, we hadn't been talking to his agent or anything, promise, you know, but so they signed him immediately. So they targeted him. And then they signed him before anybody else could swoop in. And I don't know if swooping in is the right word because they paid him. Excuse me. Let me check my math here.
Holy shit.
$49 million for 3 years. That's real money, Mike V. $50 million is a lot of money. They're not playing around. Tyler O'Neill, the power hitter, you know, he's a jacked up dude. He's going to DH more than likely. He can play left. He can play right. But I think they're going to DH, and this is a 3-year deal. He's going to play barring injury, and that's like the only – that's probably why his ADP is 180 is because the history of injuries, right? But he went through last year. He hit 31 home runs. He's 29 years old. I thought he was older. He's 29. No, dude. I signed me up for 29 years old. I had hair. I had no gray. I was 50 pounds lighter. Oh, 29 was the bomb, baby. That was the year of the Britain. We'll talk about that some other time.
Oh, yeah.
So Tyler O'Neill, ADP 180, a legit shot with the Orioles and Mike Elias very sneakily switching up the fences again to help with righty power. O'Neill's a righty bat. You know, they messed with it, and now they're switching it back. I think they're switching it back just because of Tyler O'Neill. I'm not kidding. Well, in Mountcastle. But they're changing up the outfield fence, the fences, the wall, you know what I'm saying, outfield, to make it better for righty power. And they're doing it because they signed this dude for $50 million. So I'm all in. I mean, 180 ADP – if this guy hits 31, okay, that's what he did last year. Let's say he hits 35 home runs. Oh, sign me up. You're going to get a power hitting, you know, your third, fourth, fifth outfielder. Yes, he does not steal bases. Mm-hmm. I get that. But you can get stolen bases with the big old pizza box bases these days just about anywhere.
Yep.
Getting 30 plus home run power past 180 ADP, not that easy. And he is set up for success. Plus, as you know, Mike V, the Baltimore Orioles are pretty good. And they've got a lot of offense. Yep. They let Santander go and decided to pay this guy. So there's a reason the Baltimore Orioles are run right with Mike Elias and that crew. Tyler O'Neill is a must have. I must have him every single draft. What do you think?
I love that call. You're on to something here, and you took one of my next guys. I was going to talk about a pitcher, but I'm going to talk about the hitter here next simply for the exact same reason. So we'll just quickly check that one off. But real quick on Camden Yards, and for the 2025 season, they are moving the left field wall in as far as 20 feet in some locations and lowering the height just below 7 feet in some spots. So that righty power should return. Hopefully it's a kind of a good balance because all lefties weren't hitting that ball out of left field anymore in the 2024 season. You'd have to hit it a country mile, like Pete Alonso type hit home runs to get it out of there. But we should see some power return there. Ryan Mountcastle is another guy that I'm targeting a lot of my drafts as well this year, not because I'm a nose guy, but because, again, this guy also has 30 home run pop, and he's going to pick 237. Okay, 237, Ryan Mountcastle, a guy that is probably going to see a combination of first base and DH, probably swapping in and out with Tyler O'Neill. So, Britton, would it surprise you to know that in 2021, he hit 33 home runs? Yeah, 33, 2022, he hit 22. And in 2023, only in 115 games, he hit 18. So, he is a guy that's going to give you a respectable batting average. So, and over the past couple of years, he's been hovering around 270. So if you can get a guy that's hitting 270 and hitting 25, 30 home runs at pick 237, sign me up for that. In a loaded offense with the O's, that should continue to improve with these young guys. Love it. So love Ryan Mountcastle this year. Britton, who's your next guy that you're taking? Do you have a pitcher that you want to?
I do. And this is one of my favorite. All these players we're going to talk tonight are my favorite, but this is one of my pitching favorites. Reese Olson, starting pitcher for Detroit. He's being drafted way past ADP 200, you know, like he's nothing to care about. But let me tell you, I really, really like Reese Olson for the Tigers. He's 25 years old. So last season, it was a weird season. Started out super hot, like in May, through his first six starts or whatever it was, had like a 1.5 ERA. He ended up getting hurt with a shoulder injury, recovered. He came back. He ended the season on the mound. But he finished. Mm-hmm. So his ERA finished 3.53 with a 1.18 whip. All right. And here's why I think his ADP is suppressed. He only had four wins, but trust me, that was the bad luckiest fluke in the world. Like, you look at his game log, he would go six innings, you know, maybe one, two earned runs. And for whatever reason, the Detroit offense just didn't provide any run support for him whatsoever. And that was just bad luck. Like,
you're right.
Detroit, you know, when he had his shoulder injury, for some reason, that's when they started hitting. Remember, like at the All-Star break, they had a 3% chance of making the playoffs. And then they went on this crazy run. You remember that? Detroit was beating everybody, made the playoffs. It was kind of Cinderella. But he missed out on that on the front end of the year. But hopefully the Detroit Tigers, they're young hitting. Like, they carry the momentum from the second half into this season. Now Reese gets some run support, bumps up his wins. He's a five-pitch mix pitcher. His fastball isn't great, agreed, but slider, changeup, sinker, curve. And here's what, if you look at his Statcast page, here's what pops. He's an elite ground ball rate pitcher. Elite, like 93 percentile. Like, I love ground ball pitchers in big old parks like Detroit Tigers. I love it. A ton of red on his StatCast page. Reese Olson is the number two starter for the Tigers. The Tigers had a great run. I love their manager. I almost said coach, speaking of football. Andy Reid, no. I love their manager, Hinch. Like, everything is set up for this guy to really make that next step into, an elite pitcher. I think he's got the stuff. He had some bad luck. He had a shoulder injury. He's only 25. I think Reese Olson is going to have a great year, and I'm drafting him everywhere I can.
Where did you say his ADP was?
I thought it was past. I know it's past 200. I didn't write it down, but I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, you're probably right. While you're doing that, one guy I wanted to talk about from my pitchers, and I'm having a hard time picking who I want to pick here, but I'm going to start with the first one here. I'm going to go Spencer Arrighetti of the Houston Astros, going at pick 196 right now. That's what his ADP sits at. So it was between him and another guy, which I'll touch on in a little bit. But Spencer Arrighetti, for me, had a lot of great games last year and finished from a K potential. I'm still figuring some things out, but you know, Britton, would it surprise you to know that in the month of September, Spencer Arrighetti had a 1.95 ERA, and he had three games in September where he had double-digit strikeouts? That would be 12, 13, and 11.
Yeah, he figured it out, didn't he? The problem is he had one blow-up game, and I remember this distinctly. Yep. Like, it was 9 earned runs, and I think some of them it was some big, ugly, crooked number and within like a couple innings. And that's the kind of thing, once bitten, twice shy situation. Like, you don't recover. No matter how Spencer Arrighetti can have a Hall of Fame career for Max Scherzer, like, the rest of his life, and people are still going, anybody that started him that game is going to go, oh, like, that's like post-traumatic stress syndrome from that game. It's like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that again. But you're right. He recovered. And I mean, he was one. I mean, there was a stretch there, like you said, like, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah. And in September, he had a 1.95 ERA and he had a total of 47 strikeouts to just 10 walks. That was in August that I was referring to. In September, he had not so good, had a 3.92 ERA, but still struck out 20 guys. The earned runs weren't high either. So he had a couple, a game where he only made it two thirds of an inning, didn't even make it out of the first. But I like what I see from the K perspective. So if you're looking for Ks cheap, and when we talk pitchers here, and I'll speak for Britton, we're not talking guys that we think can be like anchoring your rotations or being aces. These are guys that you're going to find that are probably going to help you out in a couple of categories here. So for me, Spencer Arrighetti is going to at least give you the Ks. And if he can improve on everything else in terms of the hard hit rate, the ERA can come down a little bit, the whip can come down a little bit, this is a guy that can definitely outperform his ADP. He's got the K stuff. That's what I like to see. If he was terrible, only getting a couple games where he had like 6 or 7 Ks, probably not somebody I'm high on. But this guy was striking out at a pretty high clip late last year, and he even had some games even leading up to that prior to that showed us some real signs here for Arrighetti. Houston knows what they're doing from the pitching department. They're probably going to win that division again. I like him to take the next step. And again, for a guy like me and you, Britton, who like to wait on starting pitching here a little bit, I think you can do a lot worse at pick 196 there for a guy that has.
I think that's great. Yes, 100%. Take a flyer on Spencer Arrighetti where he's going. Put him at the end of the bench or at the end of your lineup. See what happens. Houston Astros, they're going to get their wins. You know, I love that pick.
Joe says, hopefully Spencer can hold off on the meatballs because no one wants
there
that with Arrighetti.
Nice. Yes.
Britton, do you have another hitter that you like? Let's go back to
a
hitter.
I do. All right. I'm going to show you. I hope this shows up. This is my boy, Tyler.
Oh, you took one of my guys.
Tyler Soderstrom. That rolls off the tongue, Tyler Soderstrom. One of the Oakland Athletics, when they were back in Oakland, one of their top draft picks out of high school. He was a catcher coming out of high school. Well, They've given that. Yeah. They've given that up. He's going to play first base, power, lefty bat, and I love him because his ADP is past 300. Right. So if you miss out on one of the, you know, Mountcastle or, you know, one of those top mm-hmm. ones, Talia, you can wait. You can wait. And I think you're going to get 20 plus home runs out of Tyler Soderstrom. His power's legit. The Statcast page all shows it. He's young, but what I love about it too is, so he's a lefty bat going to, as you know, Mike V, there's been a lot of talk about this. So there are two kind of crazy, unique situations in this Major League Baseball season. One, the Tampa Bay Rays, their roof got blown off at the Trop. So they're playing at the New York Yankees AAA affiliate. I don't know what the name is, but where the Yankees do their spring training, the exact same dimensions, allegedly. You know, obviously the climate's different in New York than it is in Florida, but the exact same dimensions as the Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Number two is the Oakland A's aren't in Oakland anymore, so they're just the A's now. They're playing in a Pacific Coast League ballpark called Sutter,
Sacramento.
West right? Sacramento, too, just to be more specific.
Ooh, yes. That matters.
West Sacramento, California, at Sutter Health Park, okay? So they're playing at a AAA ballpark in California that's part of the Pacific Coast League. So no one knows how this is going to work, right? Because it's such an up-in-the-air situation. Yeah. Like, is it, you know, is it a power park? Well, if you look, I mean, you know, there weren't that many. I'm like, yeah, those were minor league hitters. Okay. Those were minor league hitters. And no disrespect to the 7th, 8th, 9th hitter to whatever AAA team was hitting at Sutter Health. But they're nowhere near anywhere as good as these elite power Major League Baseball players are. All right. They're just not. I'm no offense. So Tyler Soderstrom, who is an elite prospect, elite power, first base lefty bat, he's going to be cranking righties, okay, down the right field line. And whatever the numbers were, you know, weather, heat, however anything happens, we know this. Down the right field line from home plate to right field is 325. Okay, that's what it is at like Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. So he's yep. going to hit home runs in this ballpark because he was hitting home runs at the Coliseum, which is freaking huge. This ballpark mm-hmm. ain't freaking huge. Okay. It's yep. like half the size. So long-winded story short, wait on corner infield and go pick up a power lefty bat by the name of Tyler Soderstrom. I think he's going to have a great year. I think he's going to put up 20 plus home runs in beautiful Sacramento, California. But yeah, I'm all about it. I think it's going to be a sneaky good way to get some power late.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because he was also one of my guys. But I also lumped him in, Britton, because this was going to be what I was going to end with my hitters, was draft Oakland Athletics hitters. And it's not Oakland anymore. It's the Sacramento Athletics, okay? That dark cloud, that shit storm of a stadium that they had there when they had rats crawling in the announce booth.
I think it was
skunks. It's no longer a thing.
It was like a... Skunks, it was a family yeah. of skunks. Shout out Pepe Le Pew. Get out of all my right. booth, man.
So I also like guys. I love Soderstrom as well. I love Shade Langeliers, and I also love Zach Geloff as well as a guy that you can target late in drafts. I don't know where their ADPs are falling in at, but for this one, but I did have Athletics hitters as a bullet point here. And we talked about, somebody brought it up in the live chat here, a guy that you and I were high on. Really quickly, I wanted to get your thoughts before I give my next hitter here. What are your thoughts on Lawrence Butler this year? Are you a fan of him? Are you drafting him at his current ADP? Is it a little bit of helium here, or are you a true believer?
I'm a true believer, and it's not just me, Mike V. Look at the projection systems, Oopsie, ATC, Steamer. He's like a 25, like I think one of them has him like 27 home runs, 21 stolen bases. So, and you can get, so
yeah,
typically like when you're flirting with 25 guys with a decent average and an upside, as Lawrence Butler has, I mean, you're flirting with third, fourth round. You can get him later than that. Because, you know, he has just kind of sprung on the scene. Minor league numbers weren't great, but he's got major league coaching now. And like you said, I want lefty bats, lefty power bats at Sutter Home, Sutter Health, whatever the S it's called. I don't care what it's called. I want major league hitters in AAA ballparks. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Butler is 100%. He's going to bat what, first or second? Yeah, all year long. I'm down with Lawrence Butler 100%. So I think there's a Mike V. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say it. I think he's our Brenton Doyle this year. I think
lock it in.
And this isn't like newsflash. Like the news is out. This isn't like newsflash. But no, long story short, I'm buying in on Lawrence Butler 100%. I want to draft him every chance I get. If he's my first outfielder, like if I'm in a league and depending on where you draft, if he's my first outfielder, like in the fifth round or whatever, because I missed out in the first, I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So Lawrence Butler going to pick number 71 currently right now. To Britton's point, ATC has a projection of a 254 average with 78 runs, 68 RBIs, and 19 stolen bases, which is pretty good. Pretty good. A guy that has essentially 2020 potential here. All the projection systems and looking at Fangraphs, they have about six different projection systems. ATC, Oopsie, Steamer. To name a few, all have him around that range. The ATC projection system has him at a 24 home run, 78 RBI, 24 home runs, 78 runs, 68 RBIs, and 19 stolen bases. So that's value there. And I think he has actually Britton. I think those numbers might be a little low.
They're toning it down.
I think those numbers
look, if you're running a projection system, you don't lose money betting on the under. You know, people get injured.
Nope.
You know, this isn't Freddie Freeman with a track hist, you know, they love, if you talk to Ariel Cohen and say Freddie Freeman, you know, he gets all tickly and excited, like a little Elmo. He's like, hee, because they're so easy to project because they've been doing it for 5 years, you know.
Yep.
Lawrence Butler is tough to project. He's in a new ballpark.
Right.
He's only done it 1 year, but look at the Statcast page. Like there's some smoke here, but that's because I think there's going to be some fire too. So I'm excited about Lawrence Butler. It's like,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes you just got to bet on upside. Like especially if you're in a position where you draft, you know, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, and then you get an ace and a closer, like get some upside in your lineup, man. There's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely.
When I say, man, I'm talking about
Uncle Ted brings up a good one.
So. I'm pumping myself up for Lawrence Butler, you know.
Here's a good one here. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it. Uncle Ted brought up Colton Cowser as a guy that he likes as well. And so do I, going at pick number 148. Britton, who do you like more between Colton Cowser, who goes at 148, compared to Lawrence Butler, who goes at 71? This might be a good battle for our
whoever drops to
you. That might be a good
whoever
battle.
Drops to you.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're both there and I have to pick, I'm going to take Butler just because of, I think, the upside in the AAA ballpark. Like, I understand that's a gamble. Hello, life. Let's gamble, baby. Zero. I'm splitting zero, double zero, and I don't care. Like, I don't want to finish fifth. I don't care. Like, let's go. Lawrence Butler. I want a Cedric Mullins situation. You remember that year
Cedric Mullins,
like literally out of nowhere with 30-30,
man.
I remember that season because I won a league because of him, and it wasn't because I had some magic ball you know, that I did some great analysis or heard, or more likely heard some great analysis. It was a situation where I looked at my lineup. It was my turn to pick. And I was like, oh, S, I need an outfielder. Who's at the top of the thing? And I saw his name and I clicked, you know, roster resource. I was like, is he in a platoon? He's not. Great. Welcome to the team, right. Cedric Mullins. You know, and I was just lucky. I just got lucky. And yeah. I think Lawrence Butler can if anybody that's like not being drafted in the first, second or third round can go 30-30, it's Lawrence Butler.
Yeah, 100% correct. And I totally agree with that take. That's why I was saying, I think those numbers are a little low. I think he has a potential to beat those numbers simply because of the ballpark that he's playing at. And again, I think everybody on Oakland, or Sacramento, I should say now, is going to be in a much better spot mentally playing in that ballpark and getting out from underneath that thumb of a stadium.
And I'll say this too.
Uncle Ted.
I beg your pardon. I'll make it quick, Mike. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
At the Sacramento Kings game recently, they welcomed the Athletics, several ball players, Brent Rooker, who they just made a big deal of signing. Great for them, by the way. It seems like there's a changing of money issues with the Athletics. I mean, have you ever heard of the Athletics signing somebody as much money as Brent Rooker? I mean, it's got, I'm not a historian. I don't know, but good for them. They signed up Brent Rooker. So it was Brent Rooker and Lawrence Butler. That's who the team chose to go represent them and say, hey, Sacramento, hello, Sacramento Kings fans, we're your new team. Like, they like Lawrence Butler. They didn't choose him to go with Brent Rooker to the game because they're going to hide him somewhere. Give me Lawrence Butler, baby. I'm all about it.
This is Ed 209, the future of law enforcement in old Detroit. You must rate and review the Palazzo podcast with 5-star rating. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Shop SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you hear that sound? That's the sound of that helium inflating, baby. That's that balloon inflating there for Lawrence.
Get that whip it, baby. What are we in college, Mike V? What are we doing? Is it Friday night whip it time? Is this 1999?
Oh, yeah.
Am I in a hot tub machine? What are we doing?
Whip it Butler, man. That's what we're calling him.
Let's do the whip it and get draft Butler.
Oh, geez. That'll be good. So the next guy I wanted to talk about, Britton, here, and another hitter. First off, Uncle Ted, I do agree with you. I love Colton Kazur this year. He did not make my list. But a guy that I'm going to talk about next here, Britton, is Josh Lowe of the Tampa Bay Rays, going at pick 154. A lot of you know who Josh Lowe is. He was my Brenton Doyle back in 2023 or 2022. I can't remember which season that was when he came up, when everyone was hyping up. Who's the lefty bat in for the Dodgers? Rookie.
Oh, Outman?
Outfielder. Yeah, James Outman. It was a battle between Outman and Lowe, and I'll never forget it because that's when I first came onto the scene here. And it was I'm like, everyone should be going after Lowe. Lowe's not a guy that really stands off from a power perspective for me, but he's another guy, Britton, that I like. Stole 32 bags in 2023, stole 25 in 2024. Only hit 10 home runs last year, but the year before that, he hit 20 as well. So in his 2023 season, he hit 292 with 20 home runs, 32 stolen bases.
Breakout.
So I think he's going to be the focal point. Yeah, I think he's going to be a focal point of this Rays offense. Another year into the big leagues now. I think this is a guy that is going to well outperform his ADP and a guy that I'm targeting in all drafts. Hopefully some of that pressure is off. I know, if I'm not mistaken, Britton, and correct me if I'm wrong, he had a little bit of the injury bug last year.
That's the issue.
Yeah, with him. So, but if he can stay healthy, he's a guy that I like to steal a lot of bags. He did have some struggles with striking out quite a bit. I mean, he was at 31.8% K rate. He's going to have to improve on that for sure. You and I talk about it all the time. If your K rate starts with a three and ends with another number,
you better hit like 40 home runs.
Exactly right. So, but there is some silver lining here too, because he had a lot of good StatCast numbers in terms of his average exit velocity, his barrel percentage, his hard hit percentage, his bat speed, and his sweet spots percentage. So there is some good left in his game here. And again, a guy that we just got finished talking about with Lawrence Butler, if you miss out on him, and even a guy like Colton Cowser, Josh Lowe can still be had, and a guy who can give you 20-20 potential hitting in the hopefully the heart of that Rays line.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I want to give a shout out real quick to Uncle Ted in the chat. I don't know if you follow Uncle Ted on Twitter or X or whatever, but you know, if you haven't, please do. He puts out some very interesting and useful information out there for Uncle Ted. And one of his players that he mentioned was Drew Rasmussen, who I know Mike V and I were a fan of. Obviously he got injured, but also got to give a shout out to my man, Drew Rasmussen. I'm messing with my camera.
Oh, love it.
Well, Drew Rasmussen, we'll see how he does. I'm a little bit worried about Rays pitchers. You know, we talked about the ballpark situation, AAA ballpark.
Yep.
I'm a little worried about Rays pitchers. I don't know how you feel about it. None of them are on my list to draft. I'm not like running away from it, but if it's a coin flip, I pick the other player. But what do you think? Is there any Rays pitcher or anybody that
I do? Yeah, there is one guy who made my list.
Uh-oh. Oh,
one Rays pitcher that made my
list. Unplanned segue, ladies and gentlemen. This is some show business stuff going on here. We're in like June form, Mike V. What in the world?
It's natural, baby. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you go out to, you know, when you met your wife for the first time.
Oh, by the way, shout out. It's our wedding anniversary today. Yeah.
What? And you're on the podcast right now? Yes.
We're celebrating tomorrow.
Your wife is an angel, man. It's a
thing. So, yeah. So, shout out. Shout out Sarah Allen. 21 years of bliss. I don't know if she'd agree with
that. Yeah, I'm sure it's been nothing but. Yeah. I'm sure it's been nothing but. So, shout out Mrs.
Allen. Thank you very much. Yes. She's the best, Sarah Allen.
Yeah. Yes. So it's like when you first met your wife there, Britton. It was like love
Knoxville,
at first
Tennessee,
sight.
Knoxville,
Tennessee,
baby.
You didn't have to say. Right. Yeah. You didn't have to say anything. She stood out amongst so many other people. You're like, I got to have her. That's it. And it was a match made in heaven. That's what you and I are on this podcast right now, right? It's match made in heaven.
Hey, man, it's like a rom-com. Is this meet cute? What are we doing?
Right. Did you want to take a guess on who?
All right, let me take a guess. Hang on. Wait a minute.
It's not Drew. Oh, it's not Ryan.
Is he still on the Rays? I don't even know anymore. I get confused sometimes.
Yep, he is. I do love Ryan Pepiot this year too, but he's not it. A guy I like, and he kind of falls into the same Spencer Arrighetti bucket. If that
does help me at all. Are you talking about Shane?
They're going.
No.
Shane McClanahan. They go six picks later. He goes six picks later than Taj Bradley. Sorry, Spencer Arrighetti. I just gave you the number of it. I'm going with Taj Bradley this year.
Beautiful.
As my pick. So he's going as pick 202. I meant to say he's going six picks later than Arrighetti, which he is. He's at 202. Arrighetti's at 196.
We're throwing a lot of names out there.
I know.
It's hard to keep up. But you're saying Taj.
Taj Bradley. Oh, yeah. Taj Bradley, only 23 years old. A guy I like again, had 129 strikeouts in 2023, 154 here in 2024. ERA is something that left to be desired. He got hit hard last year, Britton. He had a 42.9% hard hit rate. That's not going to get it done. But for a guy that was a very highly touted prospect with the Rays system, and the Rays know how to crank out starting pitchers, he's another guy that, again, if you miss out on Arrighetti, I wouldn't draft both of these guys simply because your ERA is probably going to get smoked if you have both these guys on your team. But to that point, He has one of the most electric fastballs in the game. His fastball velo is right around 96.4, was in the 86th percentile on that front. But a guy, again, that I like simply because of the fact that he's going to be able to get you some Ks and rack that up. And the Rays know what they're doing. If anybody, I trust the Rays out of pretty close to anybody in baseball in terms of developing players. So people forget, you know, he's still just 23 years old. And going into his second full season of baseball here, I like him just from a pure upside perspective. And we've seen flashes of brilliance from him in the past. So, Britton, thoughts on Taj Bradley? Is this a guy that you like at pick 202?
I like Taj Bradley. He's got a lot of potential. I'm a little worried about the injury situation. So that's like the one, you know, well, that's why his ADP is so low, because of the, you know, the injuries, you know, but it happens to every player. I'm also worried about the AAA ballpark context, and maybe I'm overstating this. I don't want any A's pitcher, Athletics pitcher, obviously. I don't want this year. I really don't want any Tampa Bay Rays pitcher. And let me explain why. It's not just because they're playing their home games in a AAA ballpark. It's also because they play the Yankees and they play the Boston Red Sox.
True.
Like, and your team. Like, I don't want any of that. Like, I know those are just division games, but that's a lot of games. Like, when do they play the White Sox? Like, you know, so that's kind of my issue. Like, if you're in a draft and hold league, it's going to be tough to start Bradley, you know, week after week. Like, man, he's going to have good starts, but he's going to get slammed some starts too. So, but and not to crap on your pick at all. I mean, he's talented. He's a strikeout. Look at his stuff, man. He's a strikeout pitcher. You know, so and you know, they always used to say, like, a talented pitcher will always beat a talented batter. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what the situation. So so go with the talent when it's a pitcher, you know, no matter what. But those are just my concerns about Taj Bradley for the Rays.
Yeah, and I totally hear that too, especially with the ballpark context. But the ballpark doesn't come into play when you're striking guys out, though, baby. So true. I'm kidding. I have some concerns with that too. The thing that I liked about Taj, and which is something that stood out to me as well, Britton, he had a really, really strong July where he had a 145 ERA, played teams like Texas, Cleveland, the Yankees, and the Blue Jays, and had a 145 ERA with 31 strikeouts compared to 8 walks. Got lit up in August, a 10.41 ERA. That's obviously not good. And then finished up strong in September with a 3.18 ERA with 33 Ks and 9 walks. So I do think there's some ace potential here. Maybe not ace, but maybe like a 2-3 starting pitcher as his upside here. But at the same time, too, for a guy that you're getting at 202 that kind of has that stuff, a strikeout pitcher, like we talked about with Aaron Getty, like I said, I'm not drafting both of those guys, but if I need a guy and I need some Ks on my team, and maybe my third, fourth, fifth,
but we're talking upside.
How deep your league is.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what you're going.
We're not talking about Seth Lugo. You know, we're talking about strikeouts and upside, and he's one of those guys. You know.
Yeah. All right. Next guy that you have. Let's try to do one or two.
All right. Hear me out. This is going to seem rando, and that's fine. Because, like I said, we're talking sleepers. We're not talking, you know, known commodities. So the Atlanta Braves, one of my favorite teams, Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Matt Olson, Austin Riley, all these great hitters, and a great manager. I love the Atlanta Braves. So, you know, Max Fried went on and got his big contract, free agent contract with the Yankees. So I was looking at the lineup, like, who's going to pitch for the Braves this year? And do you know who their SP4 is on? Oh, let's do this, Mike V. Now, you are an American League East person. So I would say not a real baseball fan, but you are in, like, they are in the American. I'm just kidding. So Can you name the Atlanta Braves pitching staff? Now that Max Fried's gone, who you got? Can you do 1 through 5? Hey, man. Let's treat this like a family feud.
No, I can't. I know for a fact.
You know, we talked to 100 people, and who's the starting Braves rotation? Mike V.
Spencer Schwellenbach has got to be in there. Yeah, who's the guy that I really love. Going into the season, I really love him. I'm going to try to get his most
I call him Swelly. If he fails, we're all in a lot of trouble. Because everybody loves him, including
me. Dude. Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. No. His ADP, I don't know where it sits. But to your point, a lot of people are going to be in on him this year. Yeah. I don't know if depending on where he's getting drafted, like I'm not going to overpay for him, but I'm going to try to do my best to get a as many shares as I possibly can without overpaying. So, so going back to your question, are we including guys like Spencer Strider in there, even though he's
we are not. So Spencer Strider is not going to be on the starting rotation opening day. So opening day, 1 through 5 starters, you know, you have your opening day's ace. And so 1 through 5, Strider is going to play this year, but I don't even know when. I assume June at the earliest, maybe, which can provide value. But anyway, for purposes of our question, 1 through 5 opening day. Yeah. So you've got Spencer Schwellenbach, which is a great answer. 24 years old,
Chris Sale.
Dude. You look at it, the metrics underneath look great. So Spencer Schwellenbach. All right. So Family Feud. Chris Sale is number one. He's the number one.
I can't believe I left that one out.
Had a great year. Injuries derailed it. Not only derailed the end of the year, but also the playoffs. Completely worried about him. I'm not drafting Chris Sale in any league whatsoever. I think he's a great dude. I hope he has a great season. He is on... If I have players to avoid list, he's in the top 5. Ended the season injured. You know, 30. He's going to start the season 36. Like can't do it anyway. Yeah. So you've got Chris Sale.
I'm with you.
Schwellenbach.
Yes. Mr. Schwach. I'm going to go. Ronaldo Lopez has got to be in there as well. I hope that's your guy.
I
love
Ronaldo. You know, I talked about Ronaldo Lopez a lot last year from the the White Sox. Yeah. He got out from underneath the White Sox, you know, regime, and then he had under a 2 ERA last year. Like he was great.
He's so good.
He was so good. If you drafted Ronaldo Lopez last year, you were sitting pretty in pink. Shout out Ducky. So you got Chris Sale, Lopez, Schwellenbach. Those are the top 3.
AJ Smith, Shoster, whatever.
Great guess. He will make the rotation at some point when somebody gets hurt, but not on the current opening day rotation. And if you want me to just go ahead and for time's sake,
go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so number 4 is Grant Holmes. Number 5, Ian Anderson. So these are fringy dudes for a marquee team, right? But just hear me out. Grant Holmes started 68 innings, okay? Innings pitched last year. Grant Holmes, later in the year, you know, when Sale went down, had a 3.56 ERA. Hey, all right. A 1.1 whip. 70 K, so he's over a K per inning. And then you look at his stuff, and I know it's 70 innings pitch. Got it. But he's 28 years old in his prime. You look at his stuff, his whiff rate, his chase rate. So batters chasing his pitches, and he's a 5-pitch mix guy. 97 percentile chase rate. That's not elite. That's like elite. And there may be another elite in there. I'm not 100% sure. But 97 percentile chase and whiff rate. An elite, this is my favorite part about Grant Holmes, who has kind of that, who was the Eastbound and Down pitcher? Do you remember that show on HBO?
Oh,
Powers. Yeah, he's that
Kenny
guy.
Powers. Kenny Powers.
Yeah. I mean, not that guy, but you know what I mean. He kind of looks like that. Anyway, so Grant Holmes for Atlanta. Look at his walk rate. Elite. He doesn't walk anybody. He pounds the zone. He gets whiffs and he gets chases. His xERA, 70 innings, disclaimer, asterisks, you know, Houston Astros banging on the drum, whatever. His xERA was lower than his ERA, okay? He plays for the Braves. He's going to start because, frankly, they unless they make some moves later, Grant Holmes for the Braves is going to start. The underlying metrics all look really good, and you're going to draft him post ADP 300. Now, if you're in a 12-team home league, are you going to draft Grant Holmes? No, of course not. But if you're in a different league looking for some late pitching with upside, a pitcher for a starting rotation pitcher for the Braves, elite walk rate, he doesn't walk anybody, elite whiff rate, elite chase rate, strikeout per inning, he looks like Kenny Powers, he plays for the Braves, the Braves aren't screwing around, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna is coming back at some point, like, this is the guy that kind of like Ronaldo Lopez last year. Like this is a guy you get past ADP 300, or if you're in a 10 team or 12 team, just keep your eye on it. Just you know, see how it goes. Yeah. But if you're in a drafting whole league, you got to get this guy and just see where it goes because people drafting around him, you know, maybe are on a starting rotation or something. I don't know. Grant Holmes. I love him as a flyer. Mike V, are you in any way, shape, or form interested in Grant Holmes? And you can be honest.
I am, dude. I mean, I'm 100%. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know much about him before I looked at his StatCast page. But his numbers are elite, dude. Like his chase and his whiff percentage, not to mention a strong walk percentage as well. And his barrel percentage are all really, really eye-popping numbers here. And for a guy that that got drafted in the first round by the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm seeing here pick number 22 overall at a Conway High School in South Carolina, still just 28 years old. And for a guy that you're talking about here, Britton, if he can build off of these numbers here, the ERA was at 3.56. Okay, so what? Seven games started, 70 strikeouts and close to and 68 and a third innings. That's almost a strikeout per inning, dude. So I like that a lot. And for a guy, if you're playing in a league like TGFBI or some of those draft and hold leagues, and you're looking for upside,
oh, best ball league, like all that, like anywhere, frankly, other than a 10 or 12 team redraft, don't worry about it. But best ball leagues, draft and hold leagues, Grant Holmes for the Braves can really make a difference post ADP 300. He can, not saying he will, but he can. And he's my pick for before we end the live stream. He's my pick for the player that during the course of the season, Mike V claims that he found this player and it was his player from the very beginning and tries to act like Britton never mentioned this. And I just referred to myself in the third person. Thank you, Red Wine. Britton never mentioned this preseason. That this is my pick, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll see how it works out.
All right, my pick for that then is, and some guy I'll end with really quickly here. I don't know how you say his first name, and if I'm going to botch it, I'm sorry. I love doing that, as you know. Bowden Francis of the Toronto Blue Jays.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I'm going after. Yeah, going at pick 207 right now. Britton, I want to touch on him just really quickly if I could. In August, had a 1.05 ERA with 39 strikeouts to 4 walks. And then in September, he had a 216 ERA with 17 Ks to 3 walks. So I love this guy heading into the season. He finished really, really hot. If you look at the other months, like July wasn't great. June was a great month, and then April wasn't a good month. So, but for the most part, out of the season, he had a really respectable 3.30 ERA, 92 strikeouts, and a 0.93 WHIP. So, for a guy that you're probably going to be counting on as your fourth or fifth starter in most leagues at pick 202. Or sorry, he's not going to pick 202.
It's later than
what
that.
Did I say he was 207. Yeah, 207 is where he's going. Yeah, I love what he did last year, and I think he's a guy that has at least, again, the same thing, the K potential there for the Toronto Blue Jays, and I think he has potential to be better than both my other guys, Taj Bradley and Spencer Arrighetti. So, Britton, real quick, do you want to rapid fire anybody that you left off? Because I know we're coming up on here.
The only other player, well, not the only one, but one of the other players I want to bring up is Michael Conforto. I'm not a Michael Conforto guy. Disclaimer. Never have been.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's kind of like Brian Reynolds without a good batting average. I've always thought he was way overrated. Played with the Mets. I was like, whatever. Okay, but just hear me out, Mike V. All right, he's 31-year-old lefty power bat. And if you're going to be he plays for the Dodgers now. And this is also like Tyler O'Neill. Like when December 7th rolled, when free agency started – the Dodgers signed him first, immediately, and gave him $15 million to a 31-year-old.
It's crazy.
Kind of decrepit, no offense, Michael Conforto. You're way more successful than I'll ever be at anything, but who only hit 20 home runs last year. And no, don't get me wrong. 20 home runs is great. But they paid him $15 million for 1 year, guaranteed. And they did it the day free agency opened. All right, so this is the Dodgers, right? And they have money to burn. $15 million is nothing. But this is the guy. And, yes, he's going to bat at the bottom of the order, 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. Okay, but if Dodger Stadium is a pitcher's park, but it is good for lefties. And this is what he does. He hits home run. Mike V, if you get a chance, go to his StatCast page. It's all legit. The power's there. And we're talking ADP past, 300, like one of the, like he's your he's your outfielder 5. All right.
Oh man. His stat cast looks good.
They paid him. They went out and got him. Oh, excuse me. An NFBC ADP 360. I mean, we're talking about that's like somebody's drafting Chris Martin in the Rangers bullpen or some ass. Like, well, okay, sounds great. I'd rather have Michael Conforto. Never drafted him before in my life. I'm going to draft him this year, playing for the Dodgers.
Okay.
And even though he's batting that low, it doesn't matter, in my opinion, because it's not the White Sox where they go three up, three down.
Yeah.
This is the Dodgers where they get on base, they hit, the lineup turns. Michael Conforto, it looks to be at ADP 360, like a real bargain. Like, he's going to hit 20 home runs, barring injury, obviously. He could get injured on the first at-bat, and I'd be like, yeah. But, sorry, Michael Conforto, I didn't mean that. But he also could hit 30 home runs as your fifth outfielder. He's not going to steal any bases. That's why he's so high in that, or low in the ADP. But Michael Conforto, he's primed for a good year. He's in – it couldn't have been a better spot playing with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And on a 1 year contract, ready to go. And look at his StatCast number, hard hit. It's all there. Hits the ball hard. That's why the Dodgers got him. If they looked at his stuff and it was Willie Castro style blue and I love Willie, but it's one of the, like, they're not going to mess with it, but somebody went into a boardroom and said, hey, Michael Conforto is a lefty bat we need. You know how – and the Dodgers like to go lefty, righty, whatever. And they're like, this is the guy. And they went out and got him. And the Dodgers are smarter than we are. So let's remora the Conforto shark. Is that – No, we're remoring the Dodgers shark, and then we eat Conforto, and then I lost that one. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, draft Conforto.
I do.
With as one of your last picks. I think I think it's going to pay off.
Yeah. I think that's fine, especially in that range where you're drafting him at. Kind of like what we talked about with some of the pitchers there. That he's a sub 230 hitter. So I mean, the past 3 years he's hit he's hit in like the 230 mm-hmm. range, high 230s the past 2 years. So he's going to have to hit home runs to stay in that lineup with that batting average. But I think you can do a lot worse at that pick. And his Statcast, obviously, there's a lot to like there. I do think there'll be some times probably where they'll probably – I read about him a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was a couple days ago, saying that he might sit against some lefties. But Britton, as you were talking, I went to go look and see how he did last year for his splits. He hit better against lefties than he did against righties. He's a 284 hitter against righties, or lefties, I mean, and a 224 hitter against righties. So, and he bats left-handed. So he can hit left-handed pitching, hitting 284. That's probably why they went out and got him, to kind of go off of what you said in terms of that lefty-righty, you know, mix and match, that they can put him in there, a guy that has pop. Again, 31 years old. I don't think that's a bad pick at all, especially where you're getting him at ADP.
Yeah, so I agree. He's worth a shot. He kind of reminds me like JD Martinez. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. When you're looking at that late, you know, you know, 60 plus, like, why not? You know, worst case scenario, especially redraft, like, just drop him. You know, who cares? But,
right,
man, you want players, Mike V, you want players in that Dodger lineup. You really do. I also love they got rid of Gavin Lux.
You want all that.
I know you love Gavin Lux, but look at his face, dude.
I do.
Look at his face. He's the worst.
Gavin Lux's? He has a very punchable face, I will say that. Like, you just want to punch him in the nose. Yeah. Sorry, Gavin.
Yeah, he wouldn't spit on us if he was walking by, so don't worry about Gavin.
No. Yeah. So real quick, some guys I just want to touch on. Well, maybe we can do another one of these shows here, Britton. So a couple other guys I like at cost. Evan Carter, pick 222. I like him, but the prospect pedigree. Connor Norby, my guy, going at 287. I love me some Connor Norby this year. I thought he had a strong end of the season last year with the Marlins. Yes. He's going to play every day. He's going to probably play third base. Are you not a Connor Norby guy?
No, it's just funny. He's like, Mike V's love of all things Baltimore knows no bounds. He's like, oh, Mayo, oh, Norby, oh, where's Stowers? You're like Nosferatu.
No.
Reaching, Stowers, your hands are going all over London looking for those Baltimore hitters.
Yeah. Xavier Edwards, I like from a stolen base perspective. I did not write down his ADP, but he was a late add to this list. And then pitcher-wise, one of the guys I want to talk about, Britton, and I'm so glad I didn't forget to bring this up. He was one of your guys last year.
Who's that?
DJ Herbs, baby, of the Washington Nationals. Yeah, I know we talked about him a little bit last year. I like DJ Herbs too. I think he's going after pick 200 as well, well beyond that, actually. But another guys I wanted to talk about, since we're on Marlins guys, I like a lot of Marlins players this year, especially the pitchers. Yeah, well, him, but Max Weathers. Ryan Weathers, yeah. Max Meyer, Braxton Garrett, Edward Cabrera. I think there's some K potential in here, especially with Max Meyer. I like a lot. He's tantalizing for me. There might be some value there in that starting rotation for the Marlins. Not to mention, too, they get guys back like Alcantara and Yuri Perez. So some of these guys, they're not going to all pitch, but you know how this rotation gets. Everybody gets hurt at some point.
I know we're running up on an hour, but I think this is real important because you bring up something very important. Sandy Alcantara or Cantara for the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
And Jacob DeGrom. Like, you know, this is before spring training, but like if you see spring training games and Sandy and Jacob DeGrom look to be their ace selves, those ADPs are going to now DeGrom is already still up there just because if you're like, you know, like I am, like I've seen, although the past 3-4 years have been low innings pitched, the previous years made such an impression that I'm not sure anything can change it. You know what I mean? So, but no. Sandy Alcantara is different because he had a Cy Young season, but he's being drafted late. Like, but you know, late last year he was doing bullpen sessions and everything looked good. If he looks like the same, you know, 200, I don't know if he's going to go 200 innings, but you know, if he comes out, he's one of those guys that could be sneaky, like late ADP, grab them before they look good in spring training, because when those, you know, NFBC Las Vegas events hit. And all those, you know, those big, big money players are grabbing Alcantara 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds before, you know, it may be too late. But I really like the fact that you brought up Sandy Alcantara because he is 100% worth a grab just to see what happens, you know, because his ADP is not unreasonable at all.
No, I don't disagree with you on that. I'm probably out on both of them, to be 100% honest, and I'll tell you why. Alcantara, however we're saying his last name, innings-wise, I don't think he's going to sniff 200. And I think I've already read that they're going to put an innings cap on him to begin with. So that limits him to a little bit. But, hey, if you're getting quality production out of the innings that he is pitching, and this is all coach speak too, they said the same shit with Jones and Skeens last year, and those guys continue to pitch well into the season. It's going to be – and he's a dog, dude. He wants to pitch late in the games. Yep. That's what he's known for. So I don't think you're necessarily wrong on that. I'm just not willing to take him, given that he's going to have an innings cap. Number two, I love Jacob DeGrom, dude. I really do. Ask anybody who knows me, especially when he's with the Mets. One of my best friends is a big Mets guy. DeGrom, for me, again, just hasn't proven. When healthy, he's the best pitcher in baseball, in my opinion. He just hasn't shown that to us yet for quite some time now. So it's a gamble for sure, but it is it is the biggest boom bust out of anywhere on draft day. If you get DeGrom and he is Jacob DeGrom of old and can stay healthy, you got yourself a top five pitcher in baseball, probably top three.
The problem with DeGrom is,
but if not,
fourth round,
yeah,
can't do it. But real quick. If you're in a main event, you know, money league, and you're like, I'm going all in. And doing, I want to go for first or dead last. I want to go for first and overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the first round, you draft Fernando Tatis Jr. In the second round, you draft Jazz Chisholm. In the third round, you draft Ronald Acuna. In the fourth round, you draft Jacob DeGrom. So you've got the riskiest, like, game spot, you know, stock league ever, Bitcoin pyramid scheme, right? Like telling old people to buy gold or something. Like you're just on a house of lies, okay? But if somehow it hits, like you're trying, like you're playing, you know, poker with your buddies and you're betting on like an inside straight and that river card hits, you're like, like break out the IOUs, guys. Everybody owes me thousands of dollars, you know. That's the glory.
I love that, dude.
That's the glory thing. Tatis, Jazz, Acuna, DeGrom. I hope somebody does it.
The ultimate, you should do it. The ultimate boomer bust
on my 50s, that's a whole lot easier. You know, on the $2,000 main event fee, a little bit different, you know. I'm not going to feel all that bold. Yeah. I'm going to be like, Freddie Freeman. Oh, please drop to me, Freddie Freeman. Right. You know, Freddie Freeman. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Hey, listen, this was a really, really fun show. I'm gonna give you back to your wife here and go enjoy your anniversary, man. Congratulations to you guys. For the viewers out there, first off, two questions for you to finish up. How long, what number is this for anniversary? And two, what is the secret to success here for a successful marriage there,
Bruce? Oh, man, choose. I would say red wine is our secret to success, you know. and Sarah always says, you know, you never listen to me. And I always go, huh? I think that's the,
that's a weird way to start a conversation.
Yeah.
What number anniversary is this for you guys? There you go.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, man. Sarah, if you're listening, take care of our boy tonight. We need him rested and running here for 2025 fantasy baseball season. Thank you for letting him hang out with me for about an hour or so. I'll give him back to you here. For everybody that has jumped on, thank you for all the comments and live chat. I know we didn't get a chance to get to all of them today, but appreciate all the feedback and all your insights and who you guys like for the season. We're back, baby. We're rocking and rolling here. So we should be back on next Friday as well. But if you guys are interested, make sure you guys join our Discord. You can talk to Michael Govier, Ben Chase, Britton, Uncle Ted, Chad, the whole nine crew, the whole nine yards, but the whole crew in there. Make sure you guys go check that out. Yeah, exactly. But thank you guys very much again. Britton, this is the first time I get to do this year, man. We're going to turn it over to the master and commander
himself. Lucky Jack, do it, baby. Mr. Hit it.
Jack Aubrey. Later, guys.
All right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.